When homeless men prayed. Ray, name has been changed, was a needy middle-aged man who I had met during our years of ministering to the homeless. He was polite and kindly natured when we chatted each week. He often stood near an area of benches where I would hold prayer gatherings. He contributed in the general conversation and kept others engaged in speaking up about their prayer requests. One week, as I asked for requests, several merely commented that they were good or had no problems today. I paused, debated, and finally said, "Well, I could use your prayers today." I then shared that one of my six kids had brain cancer and needed surgery. You could have heard a pin drop. Then, one by one, the homeless each expressed their concern, asked questions, and prayed for us. Ray asked me for my son's first name, and I watched him scroll it on a scrap of paper and put it in his pocket. Weeks passed. I was busy with my son's situation and didn't see Ray. One day, when I was finally back at the park and with the homeless, Ray spotted me. He ran over and asked how my son Luke was doing. "I can't believe you remembered his name," I began. "Of course," Ray stated, "I pray for him every day. His name's in my pocket." At this, he pulled the scrap of paper from his pocket and waved it at the large crowd of homeless gathered there that day. "Who do we pray for?" Ray shouted at the crowd. "Luke!" came as a single roar. Then came individual voices. "How is he?" said one. "I pray for him every day," said another. "I haven't missed a day," a third chimed in. The voices came from here and there, all over that field. "The Lord is in control. God has this. You give Luke our love. Ray never lets us forget to pray." And over the many years since, I have never forgotten my sick son being prayed for by the homeless with their glorious faith, led by Ray and his remarkable love. 8 years later, update. And Jesus saith unto him, "I will come and heal him." Matthew 8:7. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:37. You might also like to read Touching God here on our website about Luke's diagnosis. The following is a summary of our journey and our gift from God. In October 2014, my son Luke was given 9 to 15 years to live. At age 32, Luke was diagnosed with oligodendroglioma stage 2 brain cancer with mixed glioma. He had been told this following his resectional brain cancer surgery. Another resectional brain cancer surgery on regrowth came in February 2018. At the time of his second surgery, he was told it was now classified as a more aggressive anaplastic astrocytoma stage 3. He underwent radiation treatments and chemotherapy. In 2023, there was again more new growth on the remaining cancer, and a third resectional brain surgery was followed by another series of radiation. Puzzled. He began his second year-long treatment with chemotherapy when his routine MRI had his oncologist, quote-unquote, puzzled. Scar tissue was shown. A tumor board of specialists was consulted and all agreed they were seeing scar tissue. Each subsequent MRI and a recent PET scan showed scar tissue and no new growth on the remaining cancer. Last visit, he was told to discontinue chemotherapy. We are praising God. Our amazing, powerful, loving God has given us a miracle. We had been told in 2014 that death was Luke's prognosis. However, nothing is too hard for God. There are no words to thank my God enough. Luke has been sharing his faith throughout the storms of the past 10 years. We knew he would go from life here to life with Jesus, but oh, the blessing for us all to have him with us here longer. Luke is one of our 10 adult children. I had 6 children and Bruce had 4. God introduced us after we were both widowed. We married in 2021. See our article on this website, Is God Real in Your Life? In these 10 years of Luke's illness and our anguish, God comforted me, his mother, with the realization that Luke would pass someday from this realm to God. Like stepping from one room into another, we walk there with Jesus, God's Son, who died but rose for us all. That fact makes all the difference. Seemingly, God has blessed us with a true miracle. We thank him and leave the future of us all in the perfect hands of God. Someday, he will call us all home. Till then, we rejoice with Luke. Right now, as I type this, Luke is helping to paint his friend's house. Later, Luke's 10-year-old son and wife will be outside waiting for him to finish up and come home. Luke is a healthy and happy man who loves God with all his heart. Thank you, Lord. Our God is awesome. And thank you to the more than 20,000 people who have prayed for Luke over this past decade or more. You are profoundly appreciated and deeply loved. God heard you.